Well, speaking of things happening all over the province, teachers are doing some wonderful things right now, especially online with their students. And up next, our community reporter, Shanalee Vidal, is back in studio to tell us about something to brighten our morning, and it comes to us from Northern Manitoba.
Yeah, so this is a lovely video that came to our attention made by a music teacher in the PAW named Andrew Lagany. Now, it was actually Andrew's sister who reached out to us, and Andrew's students are in grades 3 through 5 at Kelsey Community School. They've been learning a song called Don't Give Up On Me. And so in the video, we see them each in their home singing the song separately, and then Andrew put them all together to create a virtual choir. Here's what it sounds like.
I'll wait for you.
Such beautiful voices coming together.
I think the best part of that video is you hear them all singing individually. That's the chorus part. But some of these kids, Shanalee, are so little that the size and weight of the headphones makes it seems like they're going to topple over.
I know.
Can we listen for one more sec? Because now they're into some of the individual
kids. Yeah, we sure can.
Okay, let's turn it up, Corey. I just loved it. Really, really loved it. And his sister, when she reached out, as you said to us, mentioned that Andrew's really, you know, really great teacher and has even won awards from his teaching in the past.
Yeah. And then I actually called up Andrew to ask about how he put this together.
It just came about as a little project I wanted to do with some of the students. Usually at this time of the year, we have in our town the PAW Music and Fine Arts Festival. And of course, with everything that happened this year, it couldn't take place. So just to be able to have an opportunity for those kids to showcase their beautiful singing voices, I decided to put together this project.
What was the reaction when you told the kids this is what you wanted to do?
They were very excited.
So how did you do this? Did you have them record the song separately? Did each of them do a line?
I had each student record their own video separately at home. And then I collected them over the course of a week or two and combined them together to make the video that was presented.
Now, when you finally showed it to them, what was their reaction?
Oh, just positive feedback. They loved it. Both the students and especially the parents, too. And a lot of members of our town have seen the video as well, and there's been nothing but positive feedback.
And why did you choose this particular song?
I thought it's very, very fitting for everything that's going on right now, given our current situation with the pandemic and all. As well, it was kind of one piece that the choir has sung really well throughout this year. And again, it was one they were going to perform in festival and didn't have that opportunity.
How does it feel to you to have done this for your students and have to have this virtual choir, have them all together like that?
Oh, gosh, it's such an amazing feeling. Again, to have all the wonderful positive feedback's been a boost. And as we know, during this time, music heals. And there's such an importance for music right now, as it's one thing that is bringing everybody together at this time. I would just like to thank all the parents and students that have helped support our project, and especially my staff and my administration and my school division that fully have supported the project as well. If I could also put a special shout out to all my family as well, my mom, my dad, my sister, for all of their love and support during this whole process too.
Shanalee Vidal, our community reporter, connecting with a music teacher in the PAW. Love that story.